Boker Tov, Shavuos Rosh Hashanah. We are on page 257. We are starting, in my opinion, the most important part of Hilchos Tefillah, Tzarech Shiyeh Lo Kavana B'Tefillaso. Okay, this is a very difficult topic to talk about because it's a very difficult thing to do. But if we discuss all the dinim of Tefillah, how to stand and how not to have things bother you and what time to daven, everything surrounding davening, but we don't focus and really get to the point of how to daven, then we've missed the whole point of Hilchos Tefillah. Okay, we've missed the whole point. It's not, you can keep all of Hilchos Shabbos, not do any malachas, but you don't really know what you're doing, what Shabbos is all about, so you're missing the whole point of Shabbos. The same thing, if you're going to stand there, and you're going to say all the words, and you're not going to know anything about what you're saying or anything. So that's what we're going to try and focus on a little bit, and see what the Shulchan Aruch has to say about the topic, and maybe give some etzas, hopefully, of getting to this point of at least the beginning pass of a little bit of Kavanah and Tefillah. We have to know the Rambam. The Rambam writes in Perek Dalet, Halacha Tav Zvav in Hilchos Tefillah, Kavanah Salav Halev Ketzad. Kol Tefillah She'ein B'Kavanah Ein HaTefillah. Okay, if it's time. So obviously there's different levels of Tefillah of Kavanah. As we talked about last time, there's Perish Amilos, and there is also knowing that we're standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even for a few moments of Shemon Esrei, to realize these things is already a great task. One thing it is not, as the Mishnah Berurah points out, I want to make this very clear to the people who think they might be on very, very high levels already, but the Mishnah Berurah, he points out in Sivkot and Aleph, he says, V'al yichavin adam b'shemos v'yichudim. Don't start with special kavanas of the Shemos Hashem and the Yichudim. Rak yitpalo kepshuto lahavin advar mekavanas aleif. We're just trying to get to the pashit level of kavan. After you've done that for many, many years and you are learning Kabbalah, you want to get to the next level, that's not the level we're talking about. We're not on that level yet. Unless you're on this high level, not only is that a good thing, but you're makalkal a lot of things if you start with special kavanah. So that's not what we're talking about today. We are just talking about a simple idea of how to get to that point that we're standing in front of a Kadosh Baruch Hu and at least start to try and mechavi. And we have to know also, we should know, that even if we fail, even if we fail, which a lot of us, including myself, do many a time, we get there, Shemon Esrei, we're all ready, and we want to do it, and we just lose ourselves, we lose ourselves in our thoughts. We're in good company also, the Yerushalmi writes in Perek Beis of Maseches Brachos. It discusses a lot of the great Amorayim that also would make it about themselves, that they didn't have any Kavanah and Tefillah. They say, thank God for that we bow and modim one of the Amorayim states. Thank God for the fact that we bow and modim, so at least I can figure out where I am in davening. Okay, so we're in good company to know that there are holy people. Okay, there's different shatim over there, but that's the pashas of the Gemara over there, is that also they struggled with this idea of kavanah b'lev. But one thing I think is the problem, and this is what we're trying to do, in this chabura, if we're learning the halachas, that we at least have to try and make an attempt. If we're just going to say, listen, nowadays we live in a generation with ADD and we have no kavanah, and we never, then just live in there for the next 50 years, we're going to go ahead in 60, 70, 80, whatever how long it will be, we're going to get up there and daven 3 times a day and never put any effort into it, so then it's not the same. If we put into an effort and we try and learn the halacha, we try and figure out what we're trying to do at least, so then at least we could make the Kadosh Baruch Hu, we tried, we put in an attempt. Okay, and we fail. Sometimes we fail. There's a lot of things in life that we try and put an attempt to and fail. But this is important to us. And so let's just see what the Mechaber has to say over here. He says like this: Sif al hamid palel tzarich shi'chavim belibo perish amilos shemotzi b'sfatav. You should have perish amilos. You should know what you're saying when you're saying. When you say perish amilos, I think sometimes people get a little bit caught up in that. Obviously, it's important to know every single word that we're saying, but at least there's 19 brachos in Shemon Esrei. You should at least know what the topic is of each brach. At least when you're about to say one of the brachos, and know what we're talking about. At Semach David, at least we know we're talking about the Yemos Mashiach Mashiach and David coming. Okay, we should at least know, even though if we don't know what every single word in each bracha is, but still it's a toelis just to know what bracha we're saying. V'yachshov ki'ilu shechina k'negdan. And you should think that as if we saw this many times already in the Mechaber, as if the Shechina is in front of you. V'yaser kol machshavos atordos oto ad shetishar machshavos tova kavanho zaka b'tfilaso. This is one of the most difficult things, is before you start Shemon Esrei to try and remove all those things that are going on in our minds. Okay? All the things, our children, and obviously we want to daven for our children, but the things that they're bothering us about, our parnasa, all these things that might be the things that we're constantly thinking about. In Shemon Esrei, obviously, we get to the bracha parnasa, we want to daven for the parnasa. But then we don't want to, as we go into the next bracha, continue thinking about parnasa, because then we're just going to think about what's the next business deal, and v'chulei v'chulei. And for sure not about, I don't know, the things that are, other things that are going on in our mind during Shemona Esrei. V'yachshov ki'ilu hayim medaber lifnei melech basar v'dam hayim esadet dvarov. And we should think to ourselves, if you're about to stand in front of a melech, how much we would first organize our thoughts and think about what we're about to do. When we get to in front of a Kaddish Baruch Hu, we should also figure out and take a few moments, as we saw before, Yeshua, to wait before starting Shemoneh Esrei, Shuchoker Kol Machshavos, who knows everything's going on in our minds. V'kachayu osim chasidim v'anshei ma'isa. This is what the Chassidim Machi Maisa, he's going to talk about a very high level that, once again, we might not be at yet. They would think deeply in seclusion, and they would get to the point in their tefillah, till a point where they're able to separate themselves from physical matter, and they would be able to put their mind on top of all these other things and control their thoughts, until they would get to that point where they're almost karov l'nevuah. Okay, once again, this is for the Chassidim and Anshei Maisa, the same people who would shah hasha achas before they would daven and after they would daven. Okay, so we're not on that level yet. Okay, but we still, for a couple of moments in Shemoneh Esrei, sometimes we get to a very high level, hiskarvus to Kadosh Baruch Hu, where we really feel it might be, sometimes we get to that feeling, sometimes outside of tefillah, it might be in an oneg, it might be a time where we're feeling very close to Kadosh Baruch Hu, this really close feeling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that is what we try and do during tefillah also. If you enter into us, into your thoughts, I know this never happens to you guys, but it happens to me sometimes, enter into your thought, another thought, other than this hiskabris with the Kaddish, this connection with the Kaddish Baruch Hu and Tocha Tefillah, yishtok ad shitipat al machshava. You should be quiet until you're able to control your thoughts. Very interesting, the Mishnah Berurah over here brings some skula dik of eitzas. What to do if you don't have, are not able to do this. Look inside Mishnah Berurah, and amazing, the Rosh Hashanah will appreciate at least the last one. Now, let's go to the last one. He says, V'sefer Ali Rab, Hevish B'shem Kitzer Shlav Ezeh Lashono. Skula Havir Machsheves Chos, a skula, to get rid of outside thoughts. Shekodem Tefillah Yavir Gimel Pamin Yad Yimin Am. It's called, you put your hand on your forehead three times, you tap your head, V'yomer B'chol Pam. And every time you say, Lev Tahar Bar Eliyakim, Veruach Nachon Chadesh Bekirbi, you sing to yourself, Lev Tahar Bar Eliyakim, Veruach Nachon Chadesh Bekirbi, three times. Okay, it says over here, before you start Shemoneh Esrei, obviously it doesn't mean you can't say, you can't speak at this point. So it's not the Lach Roy, it means before you start Pesukei Dezimrim, before the time you could talk. And then he says, Cheni Balo Machshev Eschutz Etochat Tefillah, even if you're in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, right, this is Eli Rabbah, speaking in the name of the Shlach. Yishtok me'at, you should be quiet. V'yaver yamino amitzcho, once again, put your hand over your head. V'yar pasuk aniskila, and say the pasuk in your mind. Lev tahar bar elokim v'ruach nachon chadesh mikirbi. This is a skula for you able to control your thoughts in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. So that's what it says over here. And then the mechaber ends off. He says, "This we could all try and do the best we can." V'tzarich shi'ach shel bedvarim hamachnim aleif. You should think about things before Shemoneh Esrei or in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. Things that lower yourself. I mean, not things that I'm so great. Things that you need a Kaddish Baruch Hu for. Amachnim aleif. Umechavni no to lavi v'shemashemayim. And then you're mechavin your lave to avinu shemashemayim. V'lo yachshol b'dvarim sheish b'am kalos rosh. And chas v'shol, not to think about things that are about kalos rosh. And then after that, and I believe it's very interesting why the Ramah puts this over here, but I think maybe the pshat is, after reading about all these very lofty levels that one could get in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, and close to Nevuah and things like that, you might think that you are on a very high level. Okay, so says the Ramah, to lower ourselves, V'yachshuv kodem ha'tfilah, you should think, before your tefillah, and this is a very important thing, Mirom v'sakela, how awesome a Kaddish Baruch Hu is, Yisalu v'shiflos adam, and how lowly people are. Okay, that we are nothing. V'yasser kod hanuiga adam belibo, and then we could stand in front of Kaddish Baruch Hu, try and remove ourselves all the tanugim alom alazeh, and then start our Shemoneh Esrei. So this is a direction manual. This is a little bit of an instruction chart from the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah of what one to do. So if someone gets up to the Kaddish Baruch Hu after 120, and Hashem says, I looked at all your tefillahs and there's not much there. You can count on one hand how many times you tried to have a kavana. Okay, so if a person says, listen, I read the Shulchan Aruch, I read it over and over again, and I tried, My best, the Bechora, Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to understand. But if a person says, I never tried, I never really done it, said, it was too hard, I live in a generation where it's very hard to concentrate, that was good for the back in the generation, I never put any effort into it, so I believe it's going to be very difficult to say to Kadosh Baruch Hu that it's okay to say that, give us ourselves a pat on the back. If we do this, Chazara, look for other, there's so many things in the Pele Yoetz, he talks about a lot of Kabbalistic ideas, but a lot of very interesting things about these Yanim. Rav Nevinson has a beautiful piece in last week's Parsha about the fact that just thinking to ourselves, in any ways, I think he's quoting the Chavos Levavos, that says, if we're going to stand for whatever it is, between 3 and 8 minutes, how long our Shemana Esrei is, okay? B'chol Mikra, we're going to be standing in front of Kadosh Baruch, we're going to be using that time anyways. So you might as well use the time wisely and try your best to have Kavana and think about what it is. Learn the Tefillah, learn the Parashat Milos, get a sitter that tells you what the words mean. Okay, and use your time wisely. No one, that's just bad use of one's time. No one would think that if you're doing something anyways, if you're not going to do it, so you're not going to do it. But if you're going to do it anyways, and you're going to stand in front of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, at least put an effort into those couple of minutes to try and have it. And once again, we're not always going to succeed. Maybe 10 out of 11 times we're not going to succeed. But if for that one time at 11 we succeeded because we put an effort into it, what a great to'alos it is. I think in the Pele Yoetz, quoted in the Piskei Tshuvos, he says that even if you don't have Kavana for all of Tefillah, even you got Kavanah for one bracha. He says that Kadosh Baruch Hu is mitzarif all your tefillahs together, and he takes this bracha from that Shemoneh Esrei, and this bracha from that Shemoneh Esrei, and this bracha, and he could create tefillahs that we could stand up to Kadosh Baruch Hu at the end of the day. And that's what the Chavetz Chaim writes also. Chavetz Chaim, I think it's an introduction to the Shemir Salash, but it's not later on. He writes, well, he gives us some a mashal. He says if someone told you there was gems on the beach, okay, and it happened to be for the first hour you forgot to go, okay, if you forgot to go to pick up those gems, so if once you remember, would you say, I lost that in the first hour, I might as well not go pick up those gems. He says, Chas v'shalom, no one's saying that. So even though you might find yourself in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei and you realize you didn't have such good kavana, to pick up the gems for the rest of Shemoneh Esrei to try and work on the rest of them from Shema Kolenu on or whatever it is, Refain, wherever you might be in Shemoneh Esrei, to pick up those gems that you can get for the rest of the brachos of Shemoneh Esrei, that is an unbelievable thing. And every Shemoneh Esrei, it's an avodah. It's called avodah shebaleiv. This is avodah Hashem to try and work on our tefillah. We spend so many hours, make a cheshbon of how many hours we're going to spend in our lives davening. So it's a crazy thing to think that I'm never going to work on it. We got to work on it, and that's what we're going to go through just the halachas. We're going to be able to repeat the mechabers and the ramahs and the mishaburas very, very well. But when we get to Shemoneh Esrei, we never put in effort, so you've lost the whole point of learning Hilchos Tefillah. It's got to get to our lay. We have to try and work on these things. And that's what we're going to try and do, so try it. I mean, I think just to even read over this mechaber, to give us chizuk every once in a while, once a week, twice a week, before davening, is an amazing thing to try and work on, hopefully, slowly. I mean, hopefully, maybe we'll take this as a, it's not chug, but we'll try and take this as a Kabbalah, as the Kabur over here, to work on it, to try, one tefillah a day, to try and have our machshavos in the right place when we daven Shemoneh Esrei. It doesn't mean you have to spend Shemoneh Esrei not for 20 minutes. It doesn't mean that. It means when you're going to be, anyways, saying the words, you're going to try and think of what you're doing and you're standing in front of a Kaddish Baruch. Okay, that's hopefully what we could try and work on. And then the Ramah just ends off the Siman. Very interestingly, he says, very interesting why he places over here. But he says over here, the Asur L'Adim L'Nashik Banav Kaktani V'Vesek Nesis. It's Asur to kiss your children in a shul. Okay, you can't kiss your children in a shul. Kedei Likbo Abolibo. Why? In order that we remind ourselves, She'ein Ava Ka'ava Samakam. In order to remind ourselves that the only Ava, only true Ava, is Ava Samakam for sure. Loving our children is a part and parcel of Avas Hashem. It's not a separate thing. It's part of Avas Hashem. It's all part of the same package. Okay? But to remind ourselves that we're standing in front of, we're now davening in front of Hashem, this is time to show our Avas directly to Kadosh Baruch Hu, not to our children. Okay? So all the Sephardic poskim right point out over here at the Chafetz Chaim, they wrote in Rav Avadya, writes in the Lachah Brura, that if it comes to your father or Kavod HaRav, where their minhag is to kiss the hand of the Rebbe after they get an aliyah or whatever, after shul, whatever it might be, that is mutter, the Sephardic poskim, all right. There is a discussion. Some say that only kissing a son is asr, but hugging a child would be permissible since the only asrs are over here. Linashik banav, Rav Nevinson did not think there was such a chiluk, that also hugging a child is also asr. I did hear, b'shem Rav Moshe, I don't think it's in writing, I heard it in his name, that if you look over here, where is this halacha found? This is found in Hilchos Tefillah. Okay, this is found in Hilchos Tefillah. It's not in Hilchos Beis Knesses. So I heard B'Shem Rav Moshe that he held that it's not usher to hug your child in a shul or kiss your child in a shul. It's usher to kiss your child when you are b'amsa tefillah, obviously not in the middle of Shemona Esrei, but in the context of davening, that's when it's usher to kiss one's child. But if it's out of the context of davening, I don't know if it's true because I didn't see it inside, but I heard this one time. B'Shem Rav Moshe will continue Be'ezrat next time, Be'ezrat Hashem next time, more in the Siman Icon for today.